Hello.
Hi, Donald.
What property are you trying to buy?
Hi, I'm calling about the one in Dickens Road in Richmond.
Which one?
5313 Dickens Road in Richmond. I believe you might have spoken with one of my colleagues in the past. Trying to give you just a quick call to see if you're still looking to sell this.
I'm going to sell it in about 6 months.
6 months. Okay. I can call you back. So right now, May, June, July, August, September, December,
October, November.
October, November. Okay. I'll keep you on my calendar. If anything changed, you can save my number. My name is Alex, and you can call me back.
Well,
I'll
let me tell you one thing before you hang up, so I'm not wasting your time and you're not wasting my time.
Okay.
Do you have the assessment in front of you on that property?
I can pull that up. Yep.
Hold on just a second.
Okay. Let me PR.
Okay, so the assessment's 264, 264.3, right? Sorry about that noise.
That's fine. The tax assessment is, my screen is still loading.
264.3.
Okay.
You see that?
The, 1 second, 64.3.
No rush.
Okay. You said
All right.
264.
264.3. So you see the size of the lot is 1.88 acres.
Right. That's what I
Just
have.
under 2 acres. So everybody wants to know what kind of condition the house is in. That is probably doesn't make a difference because the house is an older house. It's not in bad shape, but it's right out near the road, and it's an old stucco house from the 20s or 30s. I have called the county.
Okay.
I've gone down to the county. That property can be divided into 4 lots.
Okay,
So
good.
the 4 lots are more valuable. That you have to tear the house down to do that. So
Right.
the 4 lots are more valuable than that house is on that property taking up 1.88 acres. So you can leave the house and put a house on each side because it has enough road frontage, or you could tear the house down and put 4 lots on there. I know people in the business, and that property's probably worth $400 to $450 because of the value of having 4 lots. So if you think you're going to buy it for 264.3 or the assessment value, I just got a thing in the mail a little while ago that offered me $200,000, and I'm like, I have bought properties at the assessed value before. I'm not giving the
Okay.
house away. I'm not giving the house away. I'm not trying to get top dollar, but I do know that the lot value
Value of
in
the
his,
lot.
well, 4 lots, you got to tear the house down, but 4 lots in that location, close to 64, Henrico taxes, not far from Broad Street. And then they've got the big place right up there, Staples Mill and Libby and Staples Mill, Bethlehem Road, if you know that area. But it's a pretty prime location, and you ain't building no more land.
Right.
So, I don't want to waste your time, but don't waste my time because I'm not selling it for. I've had offers for 350, 375. I've got standing offers that people would, and I haven't even tried to sell it, and I know I can. I've talked to people that are in the, and they said 4 lots like that. The potential for lots, that location, you're one or two minutes from getting on 64 and 95, Interstate 64. 95 is only a couple miles away once you get on 64. Broad Street's right there. It's Henrico County taxes, which are a lot lower than Richmond. So, you know, that's where we are.
Okay.
And I'm not, you know, so what do you, I mean, I get it. You cold call or shadow call and buy it from the assessed value or less, and I get it. I understand. And you hook one every now and then, but this property has too much. I know the value of it. I'm not going to give it away. I'm not trying to get top dollar, but it ain't going to sell for 264.3, which is the assessed, current assessment. And I'm not going to take 300. I've been offered 350, 375. And I haven't even tried to sell it. But, you know, so that's where we are. If you want to call me in 6 months, call me.
Okay. Why in October, though, you're not ready to move right now?
I spend summers in Maine. I'm leaving to go to Maine in a couple of weeks. I'm not worried about it. I bought that house for less than $50,000 in 92, so I've owned it 33 years come October. And it's paid for. It's been paid for forever. I don't, you know, I've got some construction stuff there. There's some timber and all, and I'm not moving it. I hate the heat. I'm getting the hell out of here, and I'm going up and enjoying my summer in Maine.
Right. You enjoy your summer. I'm just, you know, I haven't been to the property, but I can see the pictures online. There's a shed at the back. Is that a shed or?
Is that one in the back?
Mini house. At the back?
It's a shed. It's a 20 by 50 shed with a lean-to off the back end of it. It's 20 by 20. And then there's a little garden shed. But all that would have to go away if somebody were to put four lots in there. Actually, they've told me from the county that you'd have to, you know, put a kind of a center road in, like right where the house is, and have a lot, you know, two lots on the front of Dickens and then two lots in the back of those two.
We're going to have to dig.
You'd have to have one kind of driveway off of Dickens.
Right.
For
one to subdivide it.
That serves all four houses.
Okay.
But you could leave the house and put a house on. You can. It's big enough. It has enough road frontage. Put a house on both sides.
Okay. The house is still salvageable?
Say again?
The house is still salvageable?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, it's kind of chopped up. You know, in the old days, they used to chop houses up and make, you know, not very big rooms. It's actually got a kitchen, living room, bedroom. There's no dining room and a bath and a little office on the downstairs. As soon as you go on the side door, you can go up some stairs and there's two bedrooms, a bath, and a kitchen upstairs. So, you know, it's kind of funky.
Okay.
And, you know, I thought about
two bedrooms, not three.
Say again?
Two bedrooms, not three.
No, it's three. It's two upstairs and then one downstairs.
Oh, okay.
And there's three baths. There's one in the little office in the back, and there's one downstairs, there's one upstairs. But, you know, somebody could buy it and put a house on each side and restore that. I thought about, it's kind of a duplex, even though it uses the same entrance. I thought about, you know, maybe making it and renting it out, but I just never did. I didn't pay much for it. I used the shed. Mm-hmm. I lived there for a little while years ago, and I just don't give a rat's ass about it anymore, you know. But I know the value, and I'm not going to sell it for assessment. I've bought houses at assessment before, and, you know, got a good deal. I bought a commercial building 5 years ago for $300,000. That was the assessment. And now it's assessed at four and a quarter. So it's gone up in 5 years, $125,000. And I get $30,000 a year, which was 10% of the
good.
The price that I paid. So, I'm fine. Anyway, if you have any interest, call me in the fall.
Okay. I'll sure keep you on my list. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.